Akron, Ohio, Ace Full, 7-11. Author unknown. Original manuscript, page 62. There are different theories as to why the story was not included in the first edition. Some have suggested that the author became suspicious of Bill Wilson and Hank Parkhurst, the unbeliever in the first edition, when Hank set up Works Publishing to raise money to publish the book. With himself as the self-appointed president, and Bill began talking of listing himself as the author of the big book. Bill would then be entitled to royalties. Others claim that the author wanted to be paid for his story or to receive a share of the royalties on the book. None of these theories can be verified. According to his story, he was the son of a pharmacist and studied pharmacy, but before he could take the state board examination, he was drafted. In the Army, he began gambling and learning to manipulate the dice and cards to his own advantage. After the war, he became a professional gambler. He spent some time in jail, perhaps for gambling or drinking. One source claims it was for bootlegging. He was hospitalized many times, and eventually his wife had him committed to an insane asylum. He was in and out of the asylum several times. During one of his confinements, he met another alcoholic who had lost nearly all. This man had been a hobo and may have been Charlie Simonson riding the rods in the first edition. During his last confinement, his friend was not there, but soon he came to visit and carry the message of AA. An agnostic or atheist when he entered, he eventually came to believe in a divine father and that his will was the best bet.